All right, welcome to the Daily News Summary for Thursday, October 15th. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Now, today is kind of a special edition of this podcast because there really is no other story today that matters as much as the big bombshell story, which is not merely that the New York Post has exposed these emails showing that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are part of an international crime family engaged in corruption and kickbacks, bribery, fraud, money laundering, and all sorts of crimes that Joe Biden has denied being engaged in, but now they have the smoking gun email proof on that. But the actual story that's coming out of this is the coordinated big tech censorship of this story. It is so malicious, it's so outrageous. This is the tipping point on censorship. This story, this day. Because this is the one time they went too far, where you now have a coordinated Facebook censorship, Twitter censorship. They are blocking New York Post. And now even Wikipedia is saying that New York Post is no longer a reliable source, and you can't even link to New York Post, and they're just smearing all of New York Post, all the history. You know, it's one of the largest newspapers in the world in terms of circulation. One of the oldest newspapers in the United States. I believe it was founded in part by Alexander Hamilton. And they are saying that that newspaper can no longer be linked to. You can't tweet it. You can't talk about it. And on YouTube, they are now purging hundreds of pro-Trump, pro-conservative, pro-America channels today. Hundreds of channels purged today, including X22 Report gone. SGT report gone, the Nemos report that talks about QAnon gone, Amazing Polly gone, and it just goes on and on. So many channels are being wiped out today. This is the purge, and it's coordinated, it's malicious, and it's criminal on the part of the tech giants. And now this finally is getting noticed. Senator Ted Cruz has written a letter demanding that Jack Dorsey answer why he has a censorship. I mean, I know it sounds really weak. So, oh, they wrote a letter. You know, who cares? They need to be arresting these traitors is what they need to be doing. I put out an article last night that said, look, the answer here is to have the DOJ seize Facebook and Twitter. They need to be seized. They need to be shut down. The CEOs need to be arrested, indicted, prosecuted for treason. That's what needs to happen. And until that happens, it's obvious that these companies are not going to stop their censorship. They're not going to stop until you force them to stop. That's the only way that this ever ends, the censorship. And the senators should realize that. But at least Senator Cruz is aware of this. He's been alerted to what's going on. And the Senate Judiciary has, in fact, now issued subpoenas for these tech companies to appear before the Senate and answer questions about their censorship. In addition, Senator Hawley of Missouri is aware of this and on top of this and taking action, and Senator Loeffler is also denouncing the censorship action on the part of the tech giants as election rigging, election interference, unacceptable in our constitutional republic. And this brings up a very important point that is coming out in an article that I'm working on. I'll be publishing it later today, which says that because of this, if Joe Biden wins the election, his presidency is null and void. The election is null and void because you can't have fair and free elections, which are a pillar of a constitutional republic, unless people can speak, unless people can debate and share ideas and criticize the candidates. I mean, what we have now is that the left-wing tech giants, which, by the way, are colluding with China, communist China, just as much as they're colluding with Joe Biden, which it's all the same at this point. You know, Joe Biden is the pro-China candidate. But all of this collusion is taking place. And in doing this, they're not allowing the American people to exercise their First Amendment right to debate ideas and criticize candidates. And therefore, the election isn't fair and free. The election is rigged. Therefore, the election is null and void. It's not a legal election when you have all of this illegal monopolization of online speech. The election doesn't count. Now, if Trump wins, then that's only because he overcame all this cheating and all this censorship and election rigging and interference. Now, I think he is going to win, but my God, look at what he's got to overcome. All of this malicious censorship, it is outrageous, it is illegal. And understand, too, that Twitter says they're only engaging in this censorship because they have a policy against allowing people to share so-called hacked information. So they claim that these emails and photos were hacked from Hunter Biden's laptop. That's nonsense. The laptop was obtained legally by contract by a repair shop that acquired the laptop when Hunter Biden abandoned it. And after 90 days of abandonment without payment, it becomes the property of the repair shop. So the repair shop got the hard drive, which contained the emails and contained the pictures and videos, many of which are still going to come out. Trust me, you're going to be shocked when this all comes out. And it turned it over to Rudy Giuliani's office after trying to get the FBI to move on it. But the FBI, of course, tried to bury it because the FBI is run by treasonous traitors like Christopher Wray and James Comey and so on. So this information was not hacked. And by the way, Twitter didn't have any problem with everybody sharing news about Trump's tax returns when the New York Times tried to do a big hit piece on Trump. Look at these tax returns, even though those tax returns were illegally obtained documents. That's illegal to publish someone's private tax returns. And whoever leaked those to the New York Times did so illegally. That was hacked information or illegally obtained. And yet Twitter never censored that story. Why? Oh, because they thought it would damage Trump. So the real rule at Twitter is whatever hurts Trump, you can share. Whatever hurts Biden, you can't read, you can't share, you can't link to it. That's forbidden. This is how it works. And it's the same at Facebook, and it's the same at Google, it's the same at YouTube, it's the same at Wikipedia, and so on. Even Vimeo, they're all in on it. So for the first time, many people are now waking up and realizing how dangerous this is to our constitutional republic. How dangerous it is that a few people get to decide what you're allowed to say or read or share. And those people are, Satanist Jack Dorsey. what an evil, anti-human piece of filth. People like Mark Zuckerberg, an evil globalist. Sundar Pichai over at Google and whatever her name is, Wachanachevic or whatever at YouTube. These are evil people. And they are criminals, and they have to be taken down through lawful means. They need to have their companies seized. The DOJ should march in there right now today and seize all the bank accounts of Google, all the bank accounts of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. They should seize their domain names, shut them down. If they're going to rig the elections and interfere with this election, then they should not be allowed to operate in the United States. That's how serious this is. In fact, if necessary, Trump should just have the military police dispatched to go arrest these people and haul them in for military tribunals for their crimes against the United States. Crimes of election rigging, defrauding the United States of America. I mean, Robert Mueller charged Russian companies with multiple crimes for a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America, claiming they tried to interfere in the 2016 election. Well, based on that precedent, these tech companies should be charged with, thousands of counts of conspiracy to defraud the United States. It's treason what they're doing. It is criminal at a level that we have never witnessed before, and it must be stopped. And finally, there are people in America today who, until now, they didn't realize that censorship was happening. You know, when we got censored years ago, they thought, oh, natural news just disappeared. Or when InfoWars got censored, oh, well, Alex Jones just disappeared. And there were a lot of people who thought they wouldn't be censored. I mean, I've talked to many of them, many YouTube channels that are being censored today. I talked to those creators over the last 2 years, and I'll tell you, they thought they would not be censored because they weren't talking about vaccines. That's what they told me. They said, well, we're not talking about vaccines, so we're not going to get censored. We don't need to move over to Brighteon.com. We'll just stay on YouTube. Then they'll never censor us because we're only talking about, campaigns and, and stock markets and politics. We're not going to get censored. Guess what? They just got censored. They just got shut down. In fact, this morning, my phone was ringing off the hook. This is one of the reasons why I'm delayed in getting you this file, this podcast. People kept calling me this morning. I had to just stop taking calls. They were calling me, and the few that I spoke to were begging me to help them port all of their videos over to Brighteon.com as quickly as possible. And these are people who thought they would never be banned, okay? And all these conversations didn't go well, by the way. Because I don't hold back. I told you a year ago to move your audience to Brighteon. One person actually told me that, oh, well, he didn't want to move over to Brighteon because he thought that would accelerate him being banned by YouTube. He didn't want to tell people that he was on Brighteon because he thought the tech giants would punish him for being on Brighteon. I said, you're insane. Brighteon's the only place where your videos are going to be safe, where you won't get censored. But he and other people, they stayed on YouTube and they thought everything's going to be fine. And he's one of these people that has this agent. I don't know what you call him. It's kind of like a representative. There are these companies that represent lots of different channels on YouTube. And these representatives negotiate with YouTube censors and so on, try to keep their videos online. Didn't matter. Got censored anyway, because YouTube is enemy territory, folks. It's enemy territory. It's insane to try to continue on YouTube. You've got to move to alternative platforms like Brighteon.com because of the extreme censorship. And by the way, Brighteon.com videos are not shareable on Twitter, just like the New York Post story is not shareable on Twitter. So Twitter and Facebook, they ban every URL from New York Post and now from Brighteon.com and then now New York Post. So both websites are blacklisted, verboten. You cannot share truthful videos on any of these social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. So this is the story of the day. This is the bombshell of the day. And it's showing that this election is rigged. It's showing that these tech companies believe they are more powerful than the United States Congress or even the U.S. government, because the government appears to be powerless to stop them. What is Congress doing? Mostly nothing, because members of Congress are paid off by big tech. Big tech is making so much money, they just throw money at, you know, House members and Senate members and just say, vote with us. And why do you think Section 230 has not been reformed? Why do you think? Oh, because they're all getting paid off. And so we've now turned over our country to a bunch of radical left, communist China, colluding tech giants who are all in for Biden. In fact, remember, some executives from Facebook and Twitter are on the Joe Biden transition team. As of a few weeks ago, they joined the Biden transition team. These are the same people that are banning links to the New York Post story that exposes the bombshell email, the smoking gun emails of the Biden crime family. So the very people making the decisions about censorship are the same people who are on the Joe Biden transition team. I mean, can you say collusion? It's collusion. It's a conspiracy. It's planned. Nothing negative about Joe Biden will be allowed. So I'm sorry, this is not acceptable in America. These companies need to be brought down. They need to be taken down. And if the government won't take them down, maybe someone else will. They've got to be stopped. Their censorship is a clear and present danger to these United States, to the very fabric of our society. You can't have a representational government if the people are blocked from debating information that's critical about top candidates that are running for public office, for God's sake. If you can't criticize Joe Biden, even for his crimes, then we don't even have a country anymore, do we? And just imagine if Biden wins and then Kamala Harris becomes president. Oh, you'll never be allowed to criticize her because she's black and she's a woman. So anything you say, oh, she's got a bad policy, she's mean, she's nasty. Oh, you're just a racist bigot. You're just a misogynist. You're a woman hater, whatever. You'll be banned. You'll be blacklisted. The only speech that will be allowed about Kamala Harris will be speech that praises her as the second coming of Jesus Christ or something, which is insane because she's really more aligned with Satan. You know, that's the real truth about all these people, Joe Biden and Kamala, and of course the CEOs of the tech giants. So this is what's really happening right now. This is being called a digital civil war. And almost all the tech giants are on the side of Biden and the radical left and communist China and Satanism and pedophilia, child trafficking, you know, all the things that the left loves. Abortion, infanticide, chopping up babies, killing babies, organ harvesting babies, you know, all these things. This is what they love. Anti-white racism, hatred against Christians, you know, calling for violence against Trump supporters, calling for shooting white people. This is what the left believes. And if you don't stop them now, they will dominate our society for the foreseeable future. And no one will be allowed to exist online unless you conform to their obedience demands. This is an Orwellian nightmare scenario that is unfolding right now. And by the way, if they get away with this, guess what they're going to do next? In Google Chrome browsers, they will block the domain sites that they don't want you to visit. They will block naturalnews.com. They will block Breitbart.com. They will block, you know, everything they don't want you to see in the browser. That's coming next because they're getting away with everything. No one is holding them accountable. And that's why it's so crucial right now that you call your senators, you call your representatives on Capitol Hill, and really do this today. Find the Capitol Hill switchboard number. It's a 202 number, I believe. Call it. Ask to speak to your representatives and demand that Facebook and Twitter and Google be shut down, and YouTube, frankly, all the tech giants be shut down for their malicious censorship and election interference. That's what it is. Call them. Let them know that this issue matters to you, because if nothing is done, they will continue more and more censorship. And we're already at the point where we've lost the ability to talk about something that exposes the crimes of a presidential candidate. Can't even talk about it now. That's insane. By the way, there is a place where you can talk about all this stuff, and that's Brighteon.social. And so join up, go to Brighteon.social. We have over 10,000 members there, actually way more now. That was just the last number I saw. We are expanding our hardware there by 300%, adding more servers to be able to handle the increases in traffic and keep up with it, you know, make it very responsive and fast. We've just had so many posts now and so many people joining. It's, you know, if we didn't expand the hardware, it would start to stress out the current servers. So we're adding the hardware. We're funding more development for that infrastructure. And we are here for the long haul to give you a platform to speak freely. And you can use Brighteon.com for your videos. So those are the two sites to use. And Brighteon.social, by the way, has become the best news source imaginable. It's the best place to get real-time news that's totally uncensored. And you wouldn't believe how many users on that site keep telling me, hey, I love being here. I can finally speak. I can finally tell the truth. I can talk about the subjects that I care about without being banned. I hear that every day on that site. People talk about transgenderism. People talk about, you know, censorship. They talk about the Federal Reserve, whatever. Talk about CBDs, Bitcoin, whatever they want to talk about. You know, everything that's not illegal. You can't talk about, you know, killing people, obviously, and things like that. So there are some limits, but aside from those illegal things, there are really no limits. So people are loving the site, and they're exercising their freedom of speech. And even those who are just monitoring the site, just watching the news there, not even posting anything, they are learning incredible things. And they are getting a wealth of knowledge that's just life-changing. So check it all out at Brighteon.social. And thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Tomorrow, we'll see what happens. But I really urge you to stay tuned into this. I really urge you to monitor Brighteon.social. This is a fast-moving story about the Biden crime family. There's a lot a lot going on here. So definitely check it out. And thank you for listening.